Sheikh Abdul Qadir Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Friday morning. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. Kitab, the first question, what is a punishment for a person who misses his Jum'ah Salah?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. And jazakallahu khairan to our brother Junaid Khan, our technician. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will respond to the question just now. Some breaking news. 130 Palestinians landed yesterday here in South Africa. And Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman and his team of the Gift of the Givers are arranging the various accommodations and necessary documents and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala reward them all, Jazahumullahu Khairan, and all our lawyers, brothers, sisters, whoever is helping, your reward is there by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we should try our level best to help them, inshaAllah. And remember that there might be other organizations collecting, so be very careful. You'll get some of them who are authentic and some of them will just pocket the money. So be very careful in the name of Palestine where you are contributing. So at this juncture, I will say that rather you give your money to the Gift of the Givers and contact Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Number two, for you in the corporate world, business world, yesterday, today, the rand broke the psychological mark. You must remember, it's less than 17 rands. Now today it is 16 rand 96 cents. So that's good for you who are importing, exporting and so forth and so on. The nearer we come to the G20, it seems that the rand is getting stronger and the dollar is getting weaker. So it's better Trump and his haramis don't put their foot here in South Africa and pollute our South Africa with their bowels and all that. I told you the harami can't even control his own bowels, you must remember. Just like Biden, both of them are war criminals. Third announcement, I mentioned it before, but sometimes people didn't hear it. So today is Jumu'ah and Friday between 10 and 10:30 in the morning. Mohd Zahid Khan has a program called the Nikah Announcements. So whether it's your son, daughter, grandchildren, family, locally, South Africa, nationally, internationally, wherever the Nikah is taking place, in Dubai or Pakistan or Amman's Kral or wherever, so just send us the Nikah Announcements and we will announce it whether it's taking place Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever. So inshallah, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, a'linu nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid, mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and that is announce the nikah, and second is perform the nikah in the masjid. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person misses salat, what are the repercussions, what are the consequences, and so forth and so on? If you want, O ulama, O students, O people who know the Arabic language, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, has written a whole book on this, which I have, alhamdulillah. It's called Kitab al-Salat, a masterpiece. Majority Sahaba and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal from the four schools say, such a person, ma hukmu tariki salat, that is the Arabic version of it. What is the ruling of those people who miss their salat? You see that? I'm not speaking of people who reject salat. If you reject salat, five daily salat, you're out of the fold of Islam, ijma and consensus. This is, you say you're a Muslim, but you never read Fajr salat this morning. You never read your salat yesterday. You don't read Jummah salat. So what happens to such people? So they say such people are non-Muslim. Their nikah is broken. And remember that lam yudfan fi maqabir al-Muslimin. They should not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. If you want details of this, go open Al-Mughni of Allama Ibn Qudama, the Hanbali school, one of the greatest works, and go open Kitabu Salat by Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, celebrated student Kitabu Salat. As far as the Shafi'is and Malikis go, they say that person will die a Muslim, but it's death penalty. As far as the Hanafis only go, they say such people, we should be imprisoned, incarcerated, hatta yamut aw yatub, that till they repent or they make tawbah and, you know, or they die. What does the Quran Sharif say of such people? Surah 74, and that is Surah Muddathir, and verses number 42, 43, 44, and on. Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? First thing they will say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُسْوَلِّينَ, we never read salat. You see that? We read when we feel like, we don't read. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ, we don't feed the poor people and the needy and destitute. Chapter meaning zakat and voluntary charity. Chapter 74, verses 42, 43, 44. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma mentioned in Tirmidhi and Mustad Ahmad and various compilations. Ya Abdullah ibn Abbas, you are Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of the knowledge. You are Turjumanul Quran, the one of the greatest translator, interpreter of the noble Quran. What you say regarding that person? Man tarakal jama'a wal jumu'a, the person does not read the mail. He doesn't read salat with jama'a, congregation. He doesn't read jummah salat. What you say? Abdullah ibn Abbas, Bahrul Ulum, said, huwa finnar, he goes straight to Jahannam. So therefore, and the hadith go open in Tabarani, go open in Targhib wa Tarhib and so forth, you will find, when a person misses his Jummah Salat once, twice, thrice, then taba Allahu ala qalbihi, Allah seals his heart. No iman will enter, no Islam will enter, no good will enter. He will die a non-Muslim unless he makes sincere tawbah and repent and make qaza of all the salat he has missed from the time he or she, you must remember, have become baligh. For your ladies, there's no Jummah salat, so you make qaza of Zuhur salat. And the men also will make qaza of Zuhur, but the men must go to the masjid to perform Jumu'ah, and you ladies, you stay quietly at home and read your Zuhur Salat. So that will be the verdict regarding that issue.
Allow me to go for Jumu'ah Salat. What can I do? Should I leave my work?
Remember, if you are working in such a place and now they don't allow you to go there for Jumu'ah Salat, or you enroll your son in such a school, you know, Christian school or what have you, and they don't allow them to read Jummah Salat. So remember, the fault is yours. Why you went to work there in a place that doesn't allow you there to go perform your Jummah Salat and so forth? Why you enroll your son or daughter for that matter? They tell you, you must then abide by their code of dressing and you must do this. So tell them to go to hell. You must remember that. So rather you do online correspondence and so forth. Almighty Allah is addressing your question, my brother. Chapter 62, Suratul Jumu'ah, verse number 9. For the men this is, especially. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, 89 different places. Allah Jalla wala has mentioned this phrase. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, when the first adhan is given. There in Durban, your left 10 past 12, 12, 10, 12, 15 adhan. Here by us, 12, 20, 12, 25, 12, 30. So whatever time the first adhan goes, فَسْعُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. The Arabic khutbah and sermon, the Jummah Salat, the first Salat. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, and leave your business, is compulsory. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, so that will be better for you only if you knew. My beloved father, brother, all of them. The shop was busy, 24th December, you know, one day before Christmas, and it's Friday. I saw them when I was a very young boy, you know. There, 12 o'clock, they closed the shop. Hamba, hamba, out, out, all of you. Zonki hamba, all of you out. So the people say, we say, no, we're going to Tandaza, we're going to pray and all that. They all would wait there, you see. So if we got yakin, we have conviction, Allah will send more customers. You must speak to your chiefs and your bosses and employers and tell them you want that 1 hour off, you want that 45 minutes off or so. And remember, you will work it in and you will work double the amount. And if they don't want to agree at all, leave the job. Right? Our risk don't come from people. Our risk comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Chapter number 65, Surah Talaq, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Allah will make a way out for him. And you worried about your wages, your salary, your perks and your bonus? وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance where you never ever anticipated. Ask me. Capital came on board. I never even knew Ikhlas and them, Adisab and all of them. So this is Allah, Allah's system. Allah reward them. Allah give them more capital in their Iman, in their Islam, in their business, in their shops and warehouse and what. So we make dua for them. So like that, place your trust in Allah. Oh, Allah will open so many doors for you, my brother, if you are sincere.
Mufti Sahib, the bayan that is given before the khutbah, is it part of the Jum'ah or is it just a voluntarily talk?
Remember the talk before the Jumu'ah. Today I will be there, inshallah. Haji Ahmed Abdi, Somali Lane, will pick me up. 25 past 12 will be the Adhan. Next week we'll be in Dundee. First Freyhey, then Hauser, then Dundee, and then the Darulum Newcastle, Jalsa, inshallah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So anyway, the point I'm making here is, so that lecture we give in English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Urdu, whatever, so that is voluntary, you must remember that. But that does not mean that you come late to the masjid. You must be inside the masjid before the first adhan or during the first adhan. This business of our men, 90-80% of them, whether they're in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, Africa, Europe, Asia, wherever, America, 90%, 80% come late and then they go away first. That's a sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites, Quran Kareem states. That what they do, Quran Kareem says, وَإِذَا قَوَمُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَوَمُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for salat, they stand up lazily. Why they come there? يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. And they just come to show their faces to the people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they remember Allah very little. Go read Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4. And you will find in verses 142, 143. What are the qualities of the hypocrites? You see that? And the entire Surah, chapter 63, 11 verses consist of. So go read there as well. And remember, these are known as A sifatul munafiqin wal munafiqat, the men and women who are the hypocrites. So today you see our men, they will talk about soccer, they will talk about politics, talk about where they're going to meet the girlfriend after Jummah or in the weekend. All that haram talk, nonsensical talk, but they will come late for Jummah and then they will leave the first one. We should be the first one in the masjid and the last one to leave. That is the shan, that is the true condition of a true Muslim, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, if a man is involved in homosexual behavior with other men and has been living separate rooms from his wife for 2 years with no physical relationship, is the marriage valid?
Remember, in a case like that, if that man says that his relationship with that other man is permissible, so he is a murtad, straight away the death penalty for him, and the marriage also is null and void, now invalidated. If he says it is his weakness and so forth, he knows that it is haram, but he still is doing it. Like people commit adultery, fornication, say adultery, so and because of marriage and so forth. So then that is a weakness and a shortcoming. So the marriage will be valid, but remember, in a case like that, we will tell her, this wife of that person, that gay guy, that she must go to the Jamiat Ulama, whoever, or go to the Darul Ulooms, or go to the local imams and ulama, and apply for a fasakh, an annulment of marriage. You can't stay with such a harami. Remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 1400 years ago said, "Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul bih." That the people who are consenting adults, both parties must be killed in capital punishment. Go open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, various compilations. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mishkat Sharif, he said, the hadith is recorded and mentioned, "Inna akhwafa ma akhwafu ala ummati amila amala qawmi lutin." One of the things I fear the most in my ummah is the gay business and homosexuality. And today these haramis, Western countries, democracies, some places the prime minister, some places the president, some places the MP, so the minister, the member of parliament, that they are gay and so forth and so on. And they call it a human rights issue. People who promote lesbian, people who march with them, people who move with the gay brigade, all murtads out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very, very clear on this. Islam promotes a pure and a chaste society. After all, whatever I have said to you, my sister, my best advice to you is that immediately today in the weekend or whenever, try and go to the Jamiat. I don't know where you are. If you are in Natal, there Alpine Road and so forth. So go there, the Jamiats are there. And tell them you want the fasakh, you can take my name also, and give them all the facts and figures and what have you, and get out of this marriage. That Islam says Adam and Eve, and this harami person is busy, Adam and Steve, and you in the other room. So is a be ghairat, be sharam, be iman person, a person who's khabees and impure and immoral. Al khabeesatu lil khabeeseen, wal khabeesuna lil khabeesat. The impure for the impure. Chapter 24 verse 26, Allah protect us. Always read, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, read, Allahumma hassin ha swad noon. Allah, you men and women, Allahumma hassin farji. Ya Allah, protect my private part. You see, don't become like Trump. Trump is firing from the front and the back, the harami. You see that? That is how Allah disgraces, humiliates them globally, internationally. Chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, verse number 18. And that is, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. When Allah disgraces, humiliates you, there's none to give you honor. So that is what happens. Allah protect us all.
My husband had one of his cars insured. Apparently it was stolen and burned. Now insurance paid off. I have not done the house insurance due to this not being halal. Is this money received halal?
Remember, your husband had a vehicle, and that vehicle he used to pay to ABC XYZ insurance company every month a certain premium. Let's just say 10,000 rand per year he used to pay. So now for 10 years he paid, you must remember, and now it's 100,000. Now the insurance company paid out 200,000 because the car got stolen, the car got burnt, whatever. So that first 100,000 they give you, that is permissible. Because you paid for it, it's your money. But the second 100,000, that is riba and interest and haram. So take that money, give it to the poor, give it to the Palestinians, give it to people who are really in dire straits, Muslim or non-Muslim. So that is what you call wajibut tasadduq and make tawbah. This insurance, I just told you today in news, how the two youngsters, they stabbed the uncle 40 times and so forth. Why they stabbed him so many times? Because 42 times, because they wanted the insurance, 30,000, you see that. So that is human nature. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. The human being is very, very much intensely in love with his wealth, you must remember. Whether he gets it halal, haram, even bother, is hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the Ashratu Sa'a, قیامت کی نشانی, one of the signs of the day of justice, the Muslim, لیومن non-Muslim, the Muslim, لا يبالي من الحلال او من الحرام, whether it comes from halal sources or haram sources, just bring, you understand, هل من مزید, bring more and more and more. So that is what happens in this case. So your vehicle insurance, life insurance, for the fatwa will be not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, my daughter is on Umrah. She's pregnant and she wants to know, can she go on the cart or get pushed in a wheelchair for Safa Marwa by her husband, and he is doing it walking?
If she cannot manage at all, because now during her gestation, pregnancy, she is towards her last 2-3 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, like that, and now tawaf she can manage, but there in the sa'i, she wants to go on that golf cart and the husband will push her, because she can't manage, so that is permissible. So he must do it walking, she will be there in that wheelchair or golf cart, and both of them, their umrah will be valid, and Allah Jalla wa'ala grant them umrah and maqboola, and inshallah the ziyarat to Madinatul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala also grant them a ziyarat and maqboola. Two advices I'll give you, the mu'tamirin and zahirin. Mu'tamirin, those who are going for umrah, you must remember this, that when you are in Mecca and you just make intention of vices and wrong. Now imagine you're sitting there in your hotel, your Hilton or Zamzam and this hotel, that hotel, and you're playing with the TV, watching this movie, and killing time and wasting time. So what will the Quran say about that? You man khabla, you got an OKK attitude, just eat here, eat here. KFC and your McDonald's and all the Starbucks and everything is available there like that. So it's all haram, all this business, whether it's in Makkah or Medina. If you must remember that they are old ulama. I have the books by me. So they wrote Al-Luhum Al-Mustawrada, that all this imported meat coming from Brazil and here and there and so forth, all haram it is. Nowadays they're all frightened to write, because why? You must remember MBS is a murtad bin shaitan. He'll lock you up and arrest you, and they'll arrest your family and lot of problems. So they just keep silent and so forth. So don't get fooled by these things here. So you must be very circumspect. So Quran is teaching you, brothers and sisters, in Makkah and the Haram, Makkah, Mina and Muzdalifah, M33M, that constitutes the Haram. Arafat is out of the Haram. So whosoever, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, who makes intention of deviation and oppression, transgression, then we will unleash for that person a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. That is for Makkah Mukarramah, Mina, Muzdalifah. Madina Munawwara, that is chapter 22, verse 25. Chapter 49, verse number 2. People go to the darbar, to the court mubarak of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They laughing, they joking, busy with the cell phone, taking a selfie, shouting to someone in Karachi, someone in Johannesburg, Durban, Cape Town, Bolo, Bolo. And they say, give your salam. You see that? So they all shaitaniyat, all this. That Quran Kareem states, لَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْجَهْرِكَ جَهْرِ بَعْدِكُمْ لِبَعْدٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْهُرُونَ. You show gustakhi, you show disrespect, you screaming, shouting right in the presence of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all your actions will disappear and you will not even perceive it, you will not know it. You thought you will come back with the mercy of Allah, but you came back mal'oon and mal'oona, you came back cursed. So remember that Makkah, Medina is no ordinary place. These are sacred places, holy places. So we must show the utmost respect and reverence. And if you want one more advice, don't waste time with the South Africans and so forth and so on. Meet in the foyer, meet here, meet here. Half the time, three quarter of the time, they're just killing time and wasting time. The intention got nothing to do with Umrah. It just catch one big jol, one big holiday, and one shopping spree. That is the truth in most cases.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to use the click points that you accumulate in for discount for your purchases?
So I don't go there. I just go collect my medicine there, you must remember. But sometimes if I need something, they tell me you want. I say, I mean, I don't want, no point, no nothing. You must remember this. So that is make you addicted. Me buy more, buy more, buy more. So remember, jais, yes, permissible. Just like by those filling stations, you put petrol. You see, gwalisa. You know gwalisa. Fill the tank up. You see that? So that is, then they give you this points and they give you this points. It's all permissible, no problem with this.
Mufti Sahab, if someone gives me an extra 100 rand with the money and I don't return it to them, is it haram money for me?
Obviously, it's haram. I give you, I tell Junaid Mota, take this 200 rand and go buy bird food. The bird food is 90 rand, 100 rand. So I tell him, 100 rand, go buy the bird food. And the other 100 rand, he keeps it by him. He won't do that. Junaid is an honest man, mashallah. Just example I'm giving. So it's haram, obviously. He comes back and gives me that 100 rand. I tell him, never mind, keep the change. You see that? So keep the 100 rand. That is permissible. But you pocket it yourself. So you must remember. And because I'm not asking, it's haram for you that. You must remember that. It is, you must remember, totally unacceptable. Islam, what we must become? Sadiqeen and Sadiqat. Truthful people. Not people who are busy with khiyanat. This is khiyanat in amanat. You see that? How they in amanat, that is all going on. How the sahuk business is going on. How does mabrur, is all khiyanat in amanat. That money they got, 48 million. This amanat and mabrur, the millions they got is there. They're not paying. You must take them there to the cleaners. You must remember. Yeah, they don't owe me anything. No sahuk owes me anything. No mabrur owes me anything. No this amanat. Because I don't believe in all this nonsense, if you ask me. You understand? So I don't trust all these people. Remember this. So therefore, rather you invest your money there in gold, or you invest your money in property or something like that. All these characters, we know their history and geography and so forth. So therefore you end up, so when people make khiyanat in amanat, they commit breach of trust, they munafiqeen and hypocrites. So for you to steal that money is a sign you're a hypocrite, remember. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif.
Mufti Sahab, can interest money occur through inheritance be used?
Let us understand the question itself. So what happens, my father passed away, my mother passed away, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. After the program, inshallah, my brother Muhammad Khan will come 6:30, 6:35. We will go here to the cemetery in Lanesha, first to my mother-in-law, then to his parents. But we make dua for everybody, the entire ummah, mashallah. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba bara. Hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. Who visit the grave of both his parents or one of them and they passed away with Iman Islam, so he'll be forgiven and considered as a pious son of his parents. You see, last week I was there in Heidelberg, so I visited my own biological parents, my brothers, family members, like that. So then, for the men deceased, for women, Allah Ta'ala's curse is on you to go graveyard. La'ana Allahu zairatil kubur, la'ana Allahu zawaratil kubur, the ahadith in Sunan Nasai. So nevertheless, now to wind up the estate, you must remember, took 1 year, 2 years. So that money is accumulating, and it is there by the lawyer, by the attorney, whatever. And now it is interest accruing and getting on. So that money that will come to you as inheritance is only the actual capital amount. So that's one. Then number two, the interest that came, so that you give to the poor people, the Muslim, non-Muslim, or you pay your taxes and death duty and this duty and all that, you can use that. But remember, you Muslim, remember you waris, you the heir. When your father, mother passed away, and that money, that then account, whatever, so it came into your account sooner or later. So you have to pay zakat on that amount, you must remember. 100,000 came into your account, and for 2 years, then it came into your account, so you must pay 5,000 rand. 2,500 rand per year, and then again 2,500, because after 2 years you took physical possession, but the day your father passed away, from that day you are considered the owner. So this is a big mistake our people make. Remember, zakat is compulsory in miras and inheritance from day one. And if you're getting any excess and interest, then give it out to the poor needy or use it to pay your taxes and your rates and duties and whatever. You know how crooks they are also charging us so much and so much and so on.
Mufti Sahab, a brother wants to change his Islamic will and wants to give all his investment to his wife, who will in turn distribute the wealth according to Sharia law.
He goes straight to Jahannam, so he must remember that he's got an Islamic will. Now he says no, he's going to give everything to his wife. So what happens to your children? What happens to your parents? What happens to your, you understand, siblings if there's no father, biological father, if there's no biological son? You are usurping their rights. The wife will say that I will distribute it after my death. So both parties go to Jahannam, and that is in the Quran. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ Whoever disobeys Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ And now you go beyond the limits. Your wife's share is 12.5%, right? 1/8. And the children will inherit and so forth. And if you, the husband, then the father, you don't have any children, then your wife's share is 25%. But now you and your wife tuned you up nicely, gave you a lot of honey, and you gave a lot of money, you know. Money is semen and so forth. And then she said, you must put it on my name. And so now you go beyond the limits. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا Allah dispatches such people to Jahannam for very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ For them is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Both of you is compulsory upon you to draw up an Islamic will and to change it in favor of your wife, and then she will distribute it when she feels like. Both parties, husband and wife, you're making your Jahannam and hellfire now in this world already. And remember, go read Quran Sharif, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13 and 14. 13, you do it correctly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That's the supreme success. And you do it as you suggesting, you go to Jahannam, اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ Don't forget the nikah announcements, that between 10 and 10.30, send it now to Junaid Mota, 084-786-3132. BarakAllahu Fik Mausalim Kareem. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.